went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're covering two big live events. First, it's the MLS playoffs. The New York Red Bulls host Supporters Shield winners Toronto FC starting at 7 p.m. Michael Lewis is live at Red Bull Arena. We'll go to him in just a moment to preview this big match, talk about the MLS playoffs, and also discuss former Rochester Lancer and Brighton native Dave Sarakin being named the interim coach of the U.S. men's national team last week. Dick Howard will be having his thoughts on the TFC Red Bulls match, plus England's Young Lions doing the World Cup double, and also the latest news from around the world of soccer. And then for the second part of the show, we'll go live to the Exchange Sports Bar. The Rochester Rhinos will be handing out their team awards tonight starting at 7 o'clock. We'll be speaking with, hopefully, with Bob Lilly and the Director of Business Operations, Mark Washoe, to be on the show tonight. Chief Business Officer Mark Washoe, to talk about the Rhinos season. Of course, the Rhinos dropping a tough 1-0 decision to Louisville City on the road Saturday, which ended their season. So we'll talk about that and what's coming up for 2018. And Joe Sirianni not with us tonight. He'll be back with us on next Monday's show. So let's go right now live to Red Bull Arena and speak with FrontRowSoccer.com's Michael Lewis and the U.S. Soccer Report, brought to you by Olindo's Food Service, 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. 647-1985 is the phone number, or go to OlindoFoodService.com. With the holidays coming up, the place to get all your supplies for your big family get-togethers, your Thanksgiving dinners, your Christmas dinners. Olindo Food Service is the place to go. I really appreciate Olindo and his family sponsoring our show and being supportive of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Michael, good evening. How are things at Red Bull Arena?
Very good, thank you. Very good. I just want to let you know that I am in the hallway outside the press room here at the Red Bull Arena. I'm not in front of my computer, so I can't give you any facts or figures if you need anything. I just had to get away from the noise in the press room.
Well, I understand that. I've been there. It was two years ago I was there for the Rhinos opener against Red Bulls 2, so I know exactly about where you're standing right now. It's a beautiful facility there. If you've never been to Red Bull Arena, definitely go see a match there. It's one of the best soccer stadiums in the United States. And, Michael, I'm sure it's going to be a big crowd tonight at the arena as Toronto FC comes to town. The Red Bulls with a big win on the road, and I mean big, 4-0 over Chicago Fire. I guess it has to be considered an upset, and now going into this match against TFC, who are so dominant this year, what are you hearing from the Red Bulls camp? What do they need to do tonight to get a result in this two-leg semifinal?
Well, first of all, the Red Bulls are coming off of, like you said, a very big victory. I mean, a 1-0 win would have sufficed in Chicago, but when you're the lower seed on the road, knockout round game, and you literally do a knockout punch to a talented team such as Chicago, that's got to definitely help the team's confidence. I don't think they're overconfident coming in. I don't think you could ever be overconfident against this Toronto FC team, but they feel very good about themselves. They think that they could get some sort of a result, and there are different ways of measuring it in the playoffs. Sometimes it's just battling them to a scoreless draw, a team like Toronto that set so many records during this past season. What the Red Bulls can't afford is a 2-1 loss, because we're talking road goals, and that is, and if that is needed later on, if they play a 1-1 draw in Toronto, they lose the series, and well, it just doesn't work out too well for them. So I think they'll take they'd love to take a 1-0 victory if possible. That's, I think, the key when you're playing at home is not to give up any goals, i.e. road goals at all. Then there's Toronto, which there's a lot of pressure on them. I mean, they had a record-breaking season. They set all sorts of marks all over the place, Supporter Shield winners. Big things are expected of them, but as we all know in MLS, Supporter Shield doesn't always mean MLS Cup wins. There've only been, I think, five teams that have run the regular season that have also won the MLS Cup. The last two, 2008, the Columbus Crew, a very talented side, and the LA Galaxy, coached by Bruce Arena. So it's been 6 years since the Supporter Shield champion could say that they won the double. This Toronto team, I know they got off to an incredible start. They stumbled a bit near the end. They became more mortal. I think they have to find themselves again, their momentum. But I'll tell you this, when you've got players such as the Atomic Ant, Sebastian Giovinco, Josie Altidore, Michael Bradley, Drew Moore, who has contributed a tremendous amount from the back offensively, among other players. This is not an easy team to stop. I'm probably getting ahead of myself, but I like Toronto in this series just because of what they have. I have to admit, I picked against the Red Bulls when they played Chicago, and I was wrong, but as good as the Red Bulls played, they are playing against the MLS best tonight.
One of the key players for Red Bulls who will not be available is the Frenchman Erling Colin, who is out with plantar fasciitis, which is, if you don't know, it's extremely painful. It's a problem with your heel, and you just literally can't walk because it hurts so much to put any pressure on your foot. And for the Rhinos fans, you remember last year when the Red Bulls came into town, he was one of those guys in the back that just could not be beaten. He was that good. And that, Michael, I think that's going to be a loss for the Red Bulls. But I guess on the flip side, you've got a great player, Daniel Royer, who's had 13 goals and 3 assists for the Red Bulls this year. He's in good form right now, so maybe a little more of an offensive game tonight, potentially, for the fans to see.
I hope it won't be a repeat of or a duplicate of what happened in Vancouver between the Whitecaps and the Sounders, where it was a scoreless draw. Shots were as frequent as a solar eclipse. I mean, it was an embarrassment, actually. And I'd like to think there's going to be attempts at scoring. I think that's all what we're going to ask for. It's funny, Daniel Royer. I don't have the stats in front of me. I didn't take out the game notes, but if my memory is correct, when he is in the lineup and the team is, I believe, 9-2-2. I might be missing something there, but the fact that he is back and healthy, it definitely puts them in a different orbit. We'll see if that puts them over the hump against Toronto.
Well, the game starts at 7 o'clock tonight. You can watch it on FS1. And the other match tonight is the Portland Timbers and the Houston Dynamo. I know, Michael, though, tomorrow night's going to be a match. I think a lot of people are going to be watching. An unexpected host, I guess, for the match tomorrow. A lot of people thought Atlanta was going to go far in this tournament, but the Columbus Crew, who are playing with a big chip on their shoulder, knowing that their franchise may be moving to Austin, Texas, they held Atlanta scoreless, which is a tremendous accomplishment, and then won on penalties, and they will host NYCFC tomorrow night. It's a scary Halloween matchup for NYCFC at Crew Stadium, MetFire Stadium. Could be one of the last matches, playoff matches ever held there. So what do you think about that matchup?
Yeah, you're right. They are playing with a chip on their shoulder. They're playing for all of Columbus, or at least the fans, maybe not necessarily the owner. We all know what's happened with that, but they want to move the team to Austin, Texas, which is mind-boggling because Austin, Texas is not even on the expansion list. So I can't see how MLS could allow that to happen. But hey, it's all for us. It's, you know, we talk about the passion of the game, what the players do on the field. We know we're not. When I say we, I'm talking about the media, you, the fans. We're interested in that, and sometimes we forget about the dollars and cents. And to me, it doesn't make any sense what they want to do with the Columbus franchise. I'd like to see that team get sold to a bunch of people who are from Columbus. I think you have potential investors there. We'll see if that will occur. But I think Columbus is a dangerous team, even if they weren't playing with the so-called chip on their shoulder. You know, they play a very refreshing style. They try to keep it on the ground. Patrick Vieira, NYCFC's coach, says he loves to play them because of that. Now, he doesn't always beat them, but at least he'd rather, I guess, play against a team that tries to play soccer the way it's supposed to instead of maybe long ball chippiness, physical soccer, that sort of thing, which is part of any sort of game plan for any team. But Columbus, when they get the ball rolling in their favor, they could be a very dangerous side.
Certainly. So the match tomorrow is 8 p.m. on ESPN. The second legs of these matches involving the New York City teams will be Sunday. The Red Bulls match will be 3 p.m. from BMO Field in Toronto on ESPN. NYCFC's match against Columbus from Yankee Stadium, that match is to be determined kickoff time. I guess it depends on what happens with Portland and Houston. And then, of course, the other series, Seattle-Vancouver, second leg will be taking place on Thursday at 10:30 from Seattle. So some very intriguing potential matchups, but it's going to be a big one tonight, Michael. But let's talk about the other big story. Rochester's Lancer, former Lancer, Brighton native Dave Sarokin, at least for one match, will be the head coach of the U.S. men's national team, and that match is against Cristiano Ronaldo and Portugal, a team that the U.S. has actually had some really good results against in previous World Cups. So what are your thoughts on him getting named, and do you think that if he does get a result against Portugal, who are, of course, going to the World Cup, he might be a consideration for a permanent role with the U.S. men's national team as head coach?
I think David Sarokin being named the coach is sort of like payback, you know, a thank you for, as an interim coach, is a payback and a thank you for all the work that he put in with the national team, being Bruce Arena's a loyal assistant, first lieutenant, associate coach, whatever you want to call it, for so many years. Actually, David did coach the team once when Bruce was not allowed to sit on the bench for a World Cup qualifier in Barbados. And the U.S. wound up winning that game 4-0, and they got over the hump. This was for the 2002 World Cup, and they managed to qualify for the Hex. But he wasn't officially the coach. It goes down as a Bruce Arena win, but it's something that I think it's a thank you for him, and I a well-deserved thank you. As for being named coach, oh, boy, I probably would be surprised. I think they U.S. soccer might want someone younger. I'm not saying he can't do the job. I don't know if he wants the job, but I have no doubt in Dave Sarokin's abilities to run any team very well and efficiently, but I've got a strange feeling that they're going to go with someone else.
There was a lot of people interested, a lot of thoughts maybe that a big-name coach from Europe or South America might be in the mix, or potentially they might go with a former U.S. national team player. Who knows? It all depends on who gets elected president, and that'll be decided in February. By the way, the match against Portugal will take place on Tuesday, November 14th, kicks off at 2:45, and will be on Fox Sports 1. So be sure to set your calendars, mark yourself a reminder, because it's a big deal for us here in Rochester. I mean, we're very proud of Dave and all he's done in coaching and as a player as well. And this is, I guess, the ultimate goal for a coach is to coach your national team, and he's going to be doing it for the match against Portugal on November 14th. So, Michael, we'll let you go. I know you're getting ready for the big match kicking off very shortly at Red Bull Arena. We'll talk more next week on MLS playoffs and what happens between the New York City teams and what we look at for the conference finals.
Definitely. At least there'll be no game on Monday night, so we could do a better wrap up, I guess.
Definitely. Thanks, Michael. Enjoy the match. Bye bye. Michael Lewis live from Red Bull Arena here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, that match kicks off on Fox Sports 1 in a little while. So turn the sound down on the match and listen to us for the rest of the show. We're going to the Exchange Sports Bar to talk Rhino Soccer with Bob Lilly and Mark Washoe in the second half hour. But up next, it's Dick Howard, the International Soccer Report. We'll also get Dick's thoughts on tonight's match between Toronto FC and the New York Red Bulls here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United. Top-notch monogramming is reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash. Top-notch monogramming is embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers. Top-notch monogramming is Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear. Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during 2017 at Capelli Sports Stadium and for the last 22 years. Information on 2018 Rhinos season ticket packages will be available soon, so be sure to visit rhinosoccer.com for the latest news or call 454-KICK. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, located at 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates off the 390 Expressway. And yes, the construction is still going on 390. So if there's a backup, you can take Mount Reed Boulevard and go that way or come in a different way. But it's definitely a place you want to visit if you want to have one of the best dentists in Rochester. If you're having problems with your teeth, you want a consultation, you want to just think of changing dentists, Dr. Olivo is the place to go. I'm going there Thursday to get my teeth clean and saying hello to Roseanne at the desk. He's been there at that practice for a very, very long time, we'll just say it that way. And she always greets you with a smile and a very personable and professional attitude, and all the people there do a great, great job. And we're very happy, and we thank Dr. Levo for his longtime support of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Well, Dick, it's been quite a week in soccer for many reasons, but we obviously have a big match happening that's going to be kicking off in about 10 minutes, and I know the people in Canada are going to be watching very closely TFC against the Red Bulls. What are your thoughts on what's going to happen tonight at Red Bull Arena?
Well, it's a challenging opening game in the playoffs for TFC in Red Bull Arena because your Red Bull has shown with their pressing tactics they can upset quite a few teams. So TFC know what to expect and it's how they can counter that. And of course, the other factor is the fox in the box that they call Bradley Wright Phillips. You know, he's a really talented player and they've got to make sure that they don't give him any space. The positive, Andrew, is that TFC are back to full strength pretty well. The deadly duo have been reunited, Jordi Altidore and the Atomic Ant, Sebastian Giovinco. So, you know, you look to that and the fact they've had such an outstanding season, but it will not be an easy game and they can't afford to give up an early goal and give the advantage to what is a talented new Red Bull team.
I know Michael said in the last segment that one of the big keys of the game is Toronto getting on the scoreboard. If they get a away goal, that's going to be so important in this series. It could be the difference between advancing or going home for the season.
Yeah. And they do get late goals, TFC. They've shown up throughout the season that, the closing minutes of games, they're scoring goals, which is a good testimony to the fitness of the team.
Certainly is. So again, that match kicks off in just a few minutes on Fox Sports 1. Turn down the sound and listen to us till 7:30, then turn the sound up. But of course, the other match...
It's going to be a good one. And then there was a good one with the Vancouver-Seattle series, wasn't it?
Well, good for some people, I think. I think a lot of folks were upset about the way the match was played, the fact that both teams were very, very cautious. I mean, I think Vancouver, obviously, they did not give up an away goal, which is good, but they didn't score a goal either. So it's all going to be on the line in Seattle, a very difficult place to play, and there'll be, you know, a big, big crowd there. But this is a rivalry, Dick, that goes back all the way to the NASL days.
Yeah,
these two cities
right.
And teams know each other so well. It's going to be a fight to the finish on Thursday.
Yeah, two well-matched teams. Maybe just the odd goal could win this one because they're well-matched defensively, and it's going to be another close one, I'm sure, in Seattle on the return game.
It's going to be good. And then, of course, Sunday, Dick, 3 p.m., I'm sure you're going to be at BMO Field for the second leg of Toronto FC and New York Red Bulls.
Yeah, and there'll be a tremendous crowd, and hopefully, as I say, they're coming with an advantage from the opening game. But I'm really looking forward to the game. I think it's going to be a real battle, and the players know each other so well, and this is the great thing now, and how can they match up against each other?
It's going to be a great series. I think the Eastern Conference is very, very strong, and it's going to be interesting to see how the teams shake out after this conference semifinals. But we'll see what happens. Dick, the other big news, boy, England has got to be so happy. You know, it took them so long to win a championship in men's soccer, and they won the under-20s this year, and now just a few months later they win the under-17s, and boy, what a way to win it. 5-2
Unbelievable.
Over Spain.
You know, it's a tremendous boost for English soccer because, champions of the world in two age group tournaments. Rarely do the England teams do well in age group tournaments over the years, but the performance in beating Brazil and then putting 5 goals past Spain in the final, just fantastic. And it might be that Pep Guardiola, the Manchester City manager, was so impressed with Phil Foden, who played for the under-17 team, he said he could even be making his debut in the Premiership this year. So it all goes well for the future, but just tremendous, as a great boost for English football and the start of a golden generation, who knows?
Do you think we'll see any of these players potentially on the World Cup squad? I mean, I still remember Michael Owen as a 17-year-old was the star of the World Cup.
Well, Foden looked good. You know, I think a very mature player, and I don't think you will see too many coming through, but the next round of qualifying for the next World Cup, I think you're starting to see a lot of these players, because it really is a great testimony to the development programs that are taking place in a lot of the championship and premiership teams.
I think it takes a little bit of the sting out of the U.S. losing as well, because, I mean, England, I think, was the best team in the tournament, and they proved it throughout the whole tournament in India, and I think they also had a big following, and people were cheering for them once the Indian team itself went out of the tournament.
Yeah, and yeah, in testimony to the development of the game in India, because it's a lot to put on a tournament of this nature, and I think full credit given to the Indian Football Association for the job that they did, and it's certainly a boost for football in that country. They had a tough group, their national team, but I saw several players with you know, a lot of talent, and hopefully that will come through in the years ahead.
Yeah, it's not a big sport. I mean, cricket is the big sport in India.
Yeah, well, they were playing in cricket-mad country, but football, soccer is quite the game. In fact, years back, I was one of the few, a shortlist on the coaching job for the national team in India, way back when. So it was really would have been great if I could have had that opportunity.
I hope you like curry. Well, Dick, I have to say something. I have never I try to pride myself on knowing the game and knowing teams around the world. Up until this weekend, I never heard of Girona because I don't follow La Liga very closely. But this is a team that this is their first season in the top flight. And what a result, winning over Real Madrid at home. And the other thing that it's tied into with this whole political situation, Girona is based in Catalonia. And, of course,
they're
now trying to be separate from Spain. So, in many ways, this was a significant result. Of course, Real Madrid losing any match is significant.
And then for credit, you know, it's a small stadium, a little bit tight, challenging for number seven and company. But, no, they played well. And then getting back to the geographical aspects, I flew into Girona a few years back when I went for a holiday with my sister, so I know the area quite well. But no, it was great, and it's going to be very interesting, of course, the developments with this issue now in Spain, how it will affect teams like Barcelona and Espanyol, you know, teams that are in Catalonia.
Absolutely. We'll see how that shakes out. But Real Madrid has a big match on Wednesday. What matches we've got in the Champions League this week? And let me remind everybody that the matches will start at 3:45 Eastern time because daylight savings time kicked in this past weekend in Europe. So it's a little bit later start, so maybe a little bit better for people to watch these matches. You've got Wednesday, Spurs and Real Madrid from Wembley. I mean, that stadium is going to be electric for that match because Spurs got a 1-1 draw at the Bernabeu. They can get a result.
It's going to be a lot of show. You know, with the saves that he made, I thought we were critical in that game. But no, it's going to be a fabulous atmosphere, as you say, at Wembley Stadium.
That's one of the matches on Wednesday. That's on FS1. Then on FS2, you've got Napoli, top team in Italy, against Manchester City, the top team in England.
And that again, you know, in the first game, just a narrow win for City 2-1. But again, you know, the atmosphere is just going to be so difficult in the stadium in Naples. It really is when it's full, and it will be full for this game. And Man City will have a lot of their talented players tested in this game because it really is matching up to be an exciting one.
It certainly is. And those games are on Wednesday. Tuesday, Manchester United faces Benfica on Fox Sports 1. Chelsea will be playing in Rome against Roma at the Olympic Stadium on Fox Sports 2 on Tuesday. And then, Dick, on the weekend, on Sunday, oh, my goodness. You just got to get in front of the television and park yourself and watch Manchester City against Arsenal at 9:15, Chelsea and Manchester United at 11:00. Boy,
well, we suck at couch potatoes, Andrew.
And we get an extra hour of sleep, so we can get up early to watch the matches. But
those it's going to be great. And as you say, will we get the fabulous game at Chelsea Roma? Six goals. I don't think we'll lose six goals in the next game, you know, in the Olympic Stadium. But you never know. And Joe will be happy that Juve got a good win over AC Milan. It puts him in good stead for the visit or the travelling to Sporting Lisbon. And Celtic, I hope, will bounce him back against the Bayern Munich team that's going to miss Lewandowski and Muller are out injured. So there's going to be some interesting results, interesting games.
A lot of great matches this week. It's to be with MLS playoffs going on and what's going on in Europe. It's a great time to be a soccer fan.
It certainly is, and great in the closing. It was a narrow loss to Louisville for Bob Lilly and the boys, but I certainly will congratulate them on the season. It was, again, another competitive season for the Rhinos, and I'm sure he'll be looking towards next season. So, again, congratulations to Bob and the boys tonight in their ceremony.
Thanks a lot, Dick, and thanks for being with us tonight. And we'll talk more about what's going on next week. Of course, we'll have the final World Cup qualifying matches around the world, and we'll know very soon who the 32 teams are going to be for Russia 2018.
Yeah, lots happening, Andrew, which is great.
Thanks, Dick. Enjoy the matches.
I will.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard, live from Toronto here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick every week on our show, as you can with Michael Lewis as well. Next up, we're going to go to the Exchange Sports Bar in downtown Rochester. We'll speak with Rochester Rhinos head coach Bob Lilly as the Rhinos having their end-of-season team awards ceremony happening at the Exchange Sports Bar tonight. We'll go to Bob next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Really came down to earth and he lit in the tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in six locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
SoccerSAM.com.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during 2017 at Capelli Sports Stadium and for the last 22 years. Information on 2018 Rhinos season ticket packages will be available soon, so be sure to visit rhinosoccer.com for the latest news or call 454-KICK. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Soccer. Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, L.A., Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
It's a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
Unbelievable. This song is 55 years old. It still sounds as great as ever. And wish everyone a happy Halloween. Keep your kids safe as they go out trick-or-treating tomorrow night. And, of course, try to dress up as Rhinos players. I'm sure the Rhinos will be happy about that. This is Andrew Battisti on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Joe Siriani will be back on next week's show. Now let's go live to the Exchange Sports Bar on Exchange Boulevard in downtown Rochester. We're going to speak first tonight with the person who runs the business side for the Rhinos, Chief Business Officer Mark Washoe, and his appearance brought to you by the sponsor of tonight's event at the Exchange Sports Bar, Allstate Insurance, and local agent Edso Scolo, with two locations in Rochester, East Rochester, Country Club Plaza, and Brighton at the 12 Corners. The interactive website is ScoloInsuranceAgencies.com, Scolo spelled S-C-O-L-L-O. Mark, thanks for being with us on the show. How are things going down at the bar tonight?
Oh, hey, Andrew. Thank you for having me on. It's hopefully you can hear me okay, because it's really starting to get loud down here. Fans are starting to roll in. It's a pretty energetic atmosphere down here tonight, even though we had an earlier than expected exit from the playoffs, you know, this Saturday night. A little sad in that regard, but it feels a little bit celebratory because, you know, the Rhinos still had a really good season despite, you know, bowing out of the playoffs ahead of when we really wanted to. So far, so good. It's exciting. There's still time for fans to come on down. And, it's a really nice turnout. We're really delighted with the turnout tonight.
Yeah, this is the old Nathaniels, by the way, for people who don't know, right down the street from the Blue Cross Arena. And so, again, the festivities will start at 7 o'clock. They're going to announce the team awards about 7:30 or so. I'm going to try to get myself down there after the show to hear who wins all the awards. But, Mark, I know from a business perspective, there were definitely some good things that happened with the Rhinos. There were a lot of partnerships with local businesses, and that was certainly a positive for the team this year.
No question. I mean, you know, one of the things that we certainly tried to improve upon this year was not only, number one, growing our corporate partnerships and corporate relationships, which we were very successful not only this past off season, but during the early part of this year. And while we had some new partners that came on board with us, we also had repeat clients that are kind of on year two with us. So as our relationship with our corporate partners, you know, built and grew into the second season, we got to know each other a little bit more and got to do some more fun things together. And so we had a lot more title nights at the stadium, a lot more fun activations, a lot more theme nights, such as a Rock Heroes night that we had, a Wind Down Wednesday promotion, so New York State West Festival. So we were trying to not only cater to a bunch of different audiences, but a lot of it was driven by the corporate relationships that we had. And then, of course, our core audience, which is the soccer community as a whole, both adult soccer as well as the youth soccer community. So we certainly saw growth across all those areas as it relates to our business, and certainly signs of optimism as we look forward.
Certainly, and for those who might recognize the name Sun Common, that was one of the Rhino's corporate partners who did some work in the later part of the season. They were just named Rochester's number one business in the top 100 yesterday. So I know, Mark, that's a great accomplishment for them, and you guys working with them was big for the Rhinos as well.
Yeah, no question. I mean, Sun Common is one of those partners that we were on our second season with them. So in the first season, we kind of had some growing pains together, try to see things that worked, maybe a couple that didn't go as planned or as successful as we'd hoped. So we were able to adjust and tweak some things in the off season. So we had a very, very successful campaign with them this year. You'd find them a lot of times out by the beer garden, and they're offering free samples of different beer from our beer garden. People signed up to learn a little bit more about solar energy, and with the growth of environmentally sound organizations and our partnership with them, yeah, it was nice to see that they got named number one of the new and growing businesses here in Rochester, New York. So for us to be part of that with them and helping them accomplish that achievement was really exciting. And again, part of having these more mature relationships with partners is you're able to build and grow and kind of grow together. So that was really exciting to see.
Absolutely. We're with Chief Business Officer Mark Washoe, the Rochester Rhinos, live from the Exchange Sports Bars. The Rhinos having their year-end party and announcing the team awards tonight. I know, Mark, that the attendance at the matches was a little disappointing for the business side, for David and Wendy Dworkin and the staff and the players and the team. What do you think next year that the Rhinos will do to try to increase attendance at Capelli Sports Stadium?
Sure. I mean, we'd love to have a way bigger fan turnout and a bigger fan reaction with all the hard work and effort that we're putting into improving the fan experience and making sure there's a safe environment and good parking options and all that. And, we continue to work on those things. But I think also at the end, soccer certainly exploding with other markets around the country. So if you look at Cincinnati, for example, and you see how many fans are coming to their stadium on a more consistent basis. But the good news is we did have some of our bigger crowds of the year this year in different parts. Like I said, we saw a pretty consistent uptick. And even our last home playoff game, we more than doubled the fans, the walk-up crowd that came, a lot better media coverage. So we look at those as positive indicators. And, a lot of times there's no quote-unquote magic bullet in this business, but we're going to do a lot of thinking in the off season and really figure out, hey, what are some things that we can do a little different, better, actually maybe even to redirect our energies, because we were pretty general market focused this year, and our friends down the street, the Red Wings, are able to do that because they've got a little bit stronger reach than us and more home games. But I think we want to maybe hunker a little bit more down towards the core audience, which is youth soccer and the soccer community as a whole, because it's really hard and time-consuming to get out into the greater community, whereas, the soccer community is obviously a lot more targeted in all the tournaments and all the league play that's happening. So you might see us shift a little bit more in that direction and try to cater a little bit more to the core audience, which they're already sold on soccer. We don't have to sell them that. Soccer is a great sport. We just have to show them that we have a really good fan experience coming to watch our brand of soccer, which we think we can do.
Certainly, and the other thing with next season is going to be 34 matches next year, so even more chances for fans to come down to the stadium.
Absolutely. A little bit of an expanded season. Obviously, the season was a little longer this year, but it just gives us more time to get more fans in, reach across different times of the year, and approach different target audiences. And in particular, as you know, right this time of year, high school sectional soccer is full swing, so by having a little more of an extended season, allows us to tap into that community a little bit more. And, the league continues to build and grow. More teams are being added, and that's why you're seeing a longer season overall.
Yeah, we're going to be seeing some new teams next year come into the league, and who knows what's going to happen with the North American Soccer League, if that league is going to continue or if we're going to be seeing some teams move over like Tampa Bay and Ottawa did this season. But I know you mentioned about the business side of that. What about the financials? How's the team looking from a financial perspective? Is everything solid as a rock, or do you think you're seeing some potential for improvement there as well?
Yeah, obviously we don't disclose direct financials. That would be more something that our owners would could speak, to the actual type of numbers. The one thing I can share with you is the business has improved. There's no question. We saw a positive, not only did the revenue side grow and our expenses got a little tighter, and we certainly closed the gap moving in the proper direction. So we still have more work to be done on that side of it. But I think financially it was more successful. And, the other thing we've always said is that, Topelli Sports Stadium as a venue is not just going to make it just with the soccer events and games that we put in there. So putting in other events like concerts and hosting sectional soccer matches and even football games, which, we've had at different times in the stadium, those type of things are important. So I think you'll see us continue to attract different community events. We even hosted Crohn's and Colitis Foundation Walk this year. We had Autism Up in the stadium. So I think you're going to see us do a lot of things, both on the concert side, other events, special events, and nonprofit fundraising. All those things are very important to the financial stability of the stadium. And then, of course, that trickles into the Rhinos organization as well.
Absolutely. So, Mark, I appreciate you coming on the show. I know things are very busy. Is Coach Lilly around? If we could try to get a hold of him
I think he can talk for a few minutes. We can get him to step out because we're going to start the program soon. But do you want to? Are you going to take a commercial break and then call us back?
Yes, exactly what we'll do. Just let him know we're going to be calling him, and we'll come back and talk about him about the match on Saturday.
Coach, and then we'll let you spend a few minutes with him, and then we're going to get to our program down here tonight. But we certainly appreciate your coverage and attention to us as always.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye. It's Mark Washoe from the Rochester Rhinos, the Chief Business Officer. When we come back, we'll be joined by Rhinos Head Coach Bob Lilly live from the Exchange Sports Bar and the Rhinos year-end party and team awards ceremony here at Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a crack forming in your water pipe. I may be too tiny to notice, but not anymore. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, you might get swamped by cleanup costs. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during 2017 at Capelli Sports Stadium and for the last 22 years. Information on 2018 Rhinos season ticket packages will be available soon, so be sure to visit rhinosoccer.com for the latest news or call 454-KICK. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here. Joe Sirianni will be back with us on next Monday's show. Let's go back to the Exchange Sports Bar, downtown Rochester. Joining us now, the head coach of the Rhinos, Bob Lilly, and Bob's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK for information on 2018 season tickets. Bob, thanks for being with us on the show tonight.
Well, thanks for having us. Yeah, it's a bit noisy. I've stepped outside, but I don't know. There's still a little bit of background noise, but hopefully you guys can hear me okay.
I can hear you perfect, Bob. I got a good connection, and this is always the hardest interview to do after a playoff loss. And again, I appreciate you coming on. You're always very gracious with your time and professional in everything you do. And I just want to let you know I appreciate all you do for our show.
It's my pleasure. You guys support us all the time. Look, it's not hard for me. I mean, I'm glad I have the opportunity to come on because I couldn't be more proud of how far this group came. And for sure, you win it in 15. I thought we were close last year. And, you know, I thought we had Louisville on the ropes for 45 minutes and could have been up by a couple of goals. We played that well. We played our best soccer in the biggest moment. And, you know, we unfortunately didn't sustain it through the second half, and they deserve credit. But it was a tight game, and, you know, they're the number one seed in the East. And the fact that we went toe-to-toe with them, you know, bounce our way, and maybe we're coming home hosting this week in a conference final. And I just, you know, for this group, with a lot of turnover the last couple of years and even losing Dos Santos and Valesky from last year's team, the fact that this group was able to dominate games down the stretch and play on the front foot. I mean, look how well New York's doing. And they dictated the stats against Charleston and Tampa on the road in the playoffs. And, you know, when we played them at the end of the season at our place to get home field advantage, we handled them, you know. And so I know I'm rambling, but I'm just so proud of this group. I think we could have played against anyone. And unfortunately, you know, we didn't get it done. And, you know, it's tough, but, you know, I don't think it's for lack of trying. I thought the guys were ready. It showed a lot of quality and, you know, belief, and I think they were a team that the fans could get behind, and we noticed that the last few games as well as we were playing, felt the energy in the stands, you know, more than we have, you know, earlier in the year. And I just think that the fans were recognizing how well this group had matured and how well they were playing at the end of the season.
As you mentioned, this team is, there's pretty much just a handful of players that were on the 2015 championship team that were on this team, and this team has did so well. And as you said, the first half, it was total domination by the Rhinos. Louisville couldn't do anything on offense, and a chance gets put away. Jordan Dover's Maradona-like run in the first half, he puts that into the net, back of the net, it's a completely different game. And but as you know, this is the sport we love. Sometimes it's a game of inches. Ryan Felix, it's just by a matter of millimeters, putting the Rhinos up early in the first half. So, again, the ball bounces one way or the other, it could have been a different result.
Yeah. It's tough. You know, but these guys will learn from it, you know, and hopefully we'll be able to get, you know, a high percentage of them back. We have options on, you know, 12 to 14. And certainly some of the guys out of contract, hopefully we can get re-signed and bring a few more back this year, you know, and try to build on what we've done here this last year. You know, really only Kenny and Canardo, Forbes, and Garvey are the only two left from the championship team. So two's not a lot. But I think the guys we've brought in here the last couple of years have shown they know how to win games as well. Can be a top team in this league, and we're going to keep trying to get in position. And okay, we didn't get it done this year, gives us something to shoot for next year.
Certainly, the match on Saturday, Coach O'Connor for Louisville put Ombi and Mark Anthony Kay into the game at the start of the second half because they had to do something, and they really changed the dynamic. There was an article just came on U.S. Soccer that Brian Ombi saying that he watched what happened in the first half and he thought he could try to get in behind the Rhinos' back line with his speed, and that's how the winning goal was scored. He beat the defender and then was able to chip it over Tomas Gomez. So what did you think about the match in general from in the second half? What did Louisville did to change the tempo and changed the way things were going.
Well, I definitely think they were more aggressive running behind. And they deserve credit. And Ombi's a great player. And so, you know, I'm sure, you know, their tactics didn't really change too much, though. I just think we gave them more space. I mean, they would have ran behind us in the first half. They run behind everyone. But they couldn't get out of their own end, you know. So, you know, I think we gave them more space to deliver those balls and set up possession in our half where they can be dangerous. And it's tough, you know. I don't know if, you know, maybe at halftime we started thinking, wow, we've wasted a lot of chances. I hope this doesn't come back to haunt us. You know, you don't know if maybe the guys who were so aggressive the first half thought, wow, we could really win this game. And were a bit cautious because they didn't want to make a mistake. And on the play, we got stretched. I mean, we weren't in the right spaces for how we were defending. That straight ball would be covered all day. You know, we didn't get a shift in the back. And, you know, and look, Louisville created chances and got in behind in the second half and tired our backs out some. And, you know, they deserve credit. So, you know, it's tough to – but I think we kind of opened the door a little bit for them, and they walked through it, you know, and they stayed aggressive. I mean, they really played on the front foot in the first half – or, sorry, in the second half. And the first half we didn't allow them to because we were dominating. And – it's tough, you know. I mean, obviously, if they didn't change personnel or tactics and all things stayed the same, they would have been very fortunate to get out of there. They raised their level. I think we took our foot off the gas a little. I still don't know why. You know, we've been trying to figure it out. But, you know, to me, all positive for the guys. I mean, they played well for a number of games to close out the season. And I don't know if I've ever had a team, you know, dominate a half that way, you know, on the road at playoff time, like to go in and play with that much belief and confidence. I thought it was unbelievable, you know, and unfortunately, you know, the momentum changed a little bit, and eventually Louisville found a crack and was able to exploit it.
Yep. Well, last question, Bob. The league itself, obviously, this is a very strong league, the USL. You've got a 1 seed, a 4 seed, and 2 6 seeds in the final four. It just shows the quality of the USL from top to bottom is just very strong, and it says a lot for the league.
Yeah, you actually have a 6 and a 7. New York's a 7 seed. So,
oh, thank you.
you know, so Cincinnati was the 6th in the East, but it is. I mean, it's Orlando, St. Louis, Louisville. These are all good teams. Or St. Louis, Ottawa. These are good teams that didn't make the playoffs. So, I mean, I feel like we had another strong season. It ended sooner than all of us wanted. You know, we try and learn from it and move on and grow from it so we can do better the next time we're in that position.
Well, Bob, we appreciate you coming on the show tonight from the Exchange Sports Bar. I know you have to go in and do the awards. I'm going to be coming down right after the show to witness it. So thanks so much, and thanks for all you do for the show.
Thanks, Andrew. Take care. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bob Lilly, the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And, again, congratulations to the Rhinos from top to bottom, from the players, the coaching staff, the ownership, the front office, everybody who works with the team. It's a class organization. And I'm already counting the days, looking forward to next year, which will be starting even earlier with 34 matches next season for the Rhinos, the most that they've ever played. So it's going to be exciting. Again, get your tickets 454-KICK or rhinosoccer.com. They're not on sale yet for 2018. Go to the website and check out what's going to be happening with season tickets. They'll have all the information there. And, of course, the USL playoffs will be going on. The final will be Monday the 13th is the tentative date for the final, and it'll be on ESPNU on national television. So we also want to thank, of course, Michael Lewis and Dick Howard for being on the show tonight. Michael at Red Bull Arena witnessing Red Bulls and Toronto FC. Dick Howard from Toronto. And Joe Sirianni will be back with us on next Monday's show. As always, we also want to thank our sponsors. Without all of them, we could not do a show. So thank you to all our sponsors. And thank you to Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.